Come out of my life. Overcome it.
That's one of the stuff now.
Mundana Dada.
54.8.
So where we left off last time, we discovered that there's something called Shoy Veloy Odol. Chamoy Veloy Kein is two words in the Torah that didn't seem to be necessary. So they were coming to exclude something. So they come to exclude. Shoy Veloy Odol. Chamoy Veloy Kein. So we are about 8 lines down from the top of the page. First one of the line is Bali Chayim. Well, the one said was that we had a Gemara like that. It says, Klal or Klal or Klal. There was a Klal project Klal, which we learned many. You have one word, which is an inclusive word, and then you have two words, or one word, which is a mute, which is going to come to limit something. Then you again have another word, which is coming to include. That's called a Klal or Klal. Klal, we learn anything which is similar to the Klal. So anything which is a Bala Chayim, so it's going to be a Chayim Kavoy, a Chayim Kavoy, anything which is a Bala Chayim. Something that's not about it, I not.
What do we have here? Rabbi Huda and Gershon, the Rabbis of Kalim. How do we have any eyes of Rabbis of Adam? Why do you
have? Right. Yes, how do they know that? How do you know which one to use it for? No. That's a question. How do you know which one to use it for? The story is going to be made, although it's come on, it's going to be made, Caden. I'm just thinking, I thought I had a shot, but I'm supposed to wait to see the end of all. If by the end of all, we don't have a shot, we'll have to come back to it. For some reason, we're thinking that Caden is more of a reason to have a special posse to include. That's your question. Why should I do that? Good, I don't have to come back to that. So where are we up to now? About 8 lines down. Ima Hapratu Frush. So what do we have? We have a posse with Nofal, and then we have the posse with Bala Barishani. So the Nofal comes to tell me all types of animals. But Mamar, how do you know? Ima Hapratu Frush. The Prat is quite explicit that it's Dovog.
So what's that? It's
Bali Chayim. Ima Prat Mufur is Dovog. Shinivloso metamo b'mago b'masa. The Prat, if you look at the Prat, what was the Prat? It was Shoy and Chamoy. Shoy and Chamoy, they have a very similar din that was. If they die, if any of either Shoy dies or Chamoy dies, then the Veda is Tamei. So maybe if the Torah told me Shoy and Chamoy, the Torah is telling me it has to be similar to Shoy and Chamoy. So before we said, yes, similar, I'm giving all animals. No, who tells you all animals? Maybe only animals that are Metamei, that the corpse are Metamei, then the Veda is Metamei. The carcass is the tummy. Maybe only some weeks the carcass is the tummy. Ima brat nefurish dovo sheniv noso metamo b'mago b'masa. The carcass is the tummy. If mago means touching, maso means picking up. And there's two ways a person can become tummy for touching the carcass. One way is obviously if you touch it. Yeah, we were in Mashav Avnei Tan one time. A few years ago, they've got loads of cows there, and we came to one of the places, one of the farms there, and we saw this cow lying there with his leg up. It just died. Just had fallen and died. That's a freshly made carcass, and if you touch it, that's what becomes tummy. You can't eat that crotch. It's tummy. No. That's only about a person. But tummy, but can't clean by touching. Or there is another way. There's a way of becoming tummy even without touching, and that's by picking it up. Now, obviously, when you pick up your touch, you're not, because you can pick it up by holding on to something else. It's on the table, and you pick it up like this. Right? So I didn't touch the animal. Or pushing it. Again, you don't need to touch the animal to push it. Take something out to the logboard and you push it. There's a tool which you call mago, touching, and maso. The Torah says by the veil of somebody's mago, maso, he's tongue. That's unique by animals. Birds don't have that. And if a bird dies and you pick it up, you're not tongue. You touch it, not tongue. Only if you swallow it. The tongue of bird dies, you're only tongue if you swallow it. The tummy of a beast up near. If you if you eat that available. So fake to free the Gemara, you're either a cloud, front or cloud. Cloud, front or cloud, that teach us anything which is similar to the front. So who tells you to include all animals, any animal which will include birds as well? Who tells you to include any body kind? Body kind is a general word for any living animal. Who tells you to do that? Is not true. Maybe you can limit it even closer. Something which is even more similar to Shoy and a Hamor. Now, what's similar, more similar to Shoy and a Hamor? Only, and there must be an English word for it, opposed to animals and opposed to birds. But animals only four pairs, but animals have four legs, right? Because there's time to think of Tom and Tom and Ramasa. How do you include also body, animals, and birds? How do you know that?
Does it? I mean, how do we know it does?
Because the Gemara said, Shoy Vendori.
Hold
on. Now, what did the Gemara say?
They're deducing Shoy Vendori. But we're trying to work out how they are.
Indeed,
The
Gemara's asking that.
Yeah.
You're coming along with the principle, Shoy Vendori, hold on, come on, you're going to gain it. Who tells you? Maybe it should be Shoy Vendori. And if I'm over there, although maybe it will go higher. Right? So that's the reason why they should be different. But this is an example of something which is different. Shoya and Kamboya, they both share the same idea of both having Tumas Leveda. So Veda, maybe not.
Is simply demonstrating that. If an Eiffel didn't, then it would be the same halacha as a Shoah.
I'm not asking that. Maybe it should be.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I asked. Let's see it again.
So what is it, this whole Ema? Is this trying to prove Rabbi Huda or the Chachamim, or is it just another approach that you can't solve them?
We're going to get to it. It's coming to say that, but we have a question. What gives you a right to exclude Kedem? Or what gives you a right to exclude the Olam? As much as maybe it's coming to exclude the Eiffel. So then, the other possible that we don't have left to say to exclude kid, right? Or maybe there's any more that the Gemara mission seems to say that everything is a potter like kid. So an ultimate kid. How do you know? Maybe oath is also possible, right? So it says the Gemara. Let's see it again. Iman Brahman Forish, Iman Brahman Forish, obviously, was the town of Michael Maso. I've gone, so to anything is going to be Dolish Nibrosa Metama, Dolish Nibrosa Metama, but Michael Maso. Only things which their carcass on Metama from Michael Maso. Our life is life. That maybe there's no liability for Ophis. We can see that in the mission, did we? So, how do we know that? How do we know that Ophis got high, but it shouldn't be? Ophis should be bottled. Same thing, one. No. We know Oifus is high. How do we know that? In Cain, if you're right, the Oifus, you're going to be hot and cold. The Torah should have just said one prat. So the Torah said Shoy and Chamor. That's what the Torah said. Why didn't you both say Shoy? I don't know. Something that is Matame, a master. Why did it say Chamor as well? So here we have something interesting. Shoy and Chamor are both mi'utim. They're both things to come and exclude. We have the inclusive word, the lofal, or balavoy shalem, inclusive, includes everything. And then we have Miotim, Shoyim Hamayim really are limited. Yeah, they're limited, that's what they are. But since the Gemara, ultimately, Hamayim is going to be mal with something. Because if we're just coming to exclude, we already know it. We just see Shoyim. Shoyim is telling me, Shoyim, anything similar to Shoyim. Why do you need Hamayim? So Hamayim is going to include something. You told me Shoy, and anything which is similar to Shoy, what's similar to Shoy? Something which is Matama Bemasa, something Matama Manuela. So what's Kamoi? Why are you telling me Kamoi? Oh, Kamoi must be going to include something. So what's it coming to include? No, that we're going to see soon. What's it coming to include? It's going to include Oifos. So we know, how do we know which you were fighting for? Because it says show, and show you would have excluded me first, because it's not similar to it. And so then the Torah comes on and says, Hamai, to say, to include something. What's it coming to include?
How many did all of us in the thing that isn't?
Oh, very good question. Very good question. That's the question that you meant to ask. So that's what I get through. So it's come to, Hamai is coming to include something. And what's it coming to include? No, what would you say? What's it coming to include?
Well, what includes something would be the smaller chiddush,
right? The smaller chiddush, that's right. Maybe it's coming to include chamorim. Maybe chamorim is coming to include chamorim.
But chamorim wasn't
it. Maybe the reason why he writes chamorim is to tell me that chamorim are chayav for.
That's
the smallest chiddush you could possibly get from chamorim. So maybe Chamoy is going to include Chamoy. No, Tzvi, my parents, we're waiting to hear some answers to this. Maybe Chamoy is going to include Chamoy.
That would create a trap. Stop.
No, we're not sorry. I've got Chamoy. So we ask, why is it going to say Chamoy? We know already from Shoy. If Shoy is coming to tell me all animals, so you don't need to tell me that we know it.
Sure, it's a very limited type of animals. Domesticated, it's kosher, it's bad. Chamoy is not kosher.
Right, so maybe it's coming to include chamoy.
So it might be all of them.
All kosher.
And also chayot, which are not wild, which are wild, whereas chamoy is domesticated.
Your last point is not. I don't know which way it's going. You're asking your same
question. Well, come on,
I know you're wanting to be. I just want to get to this point. The Torah said, the Gemara said, the Torah says, Shoy, and Shoy tells me all body plan. Right? So, Hamori, why did it tell me from my tells Shoy tells me body plan has four legs, doesn't tell me Oif. So, we have Hamori, and Hamori will tell me Oifris as well. The question is, how do you know that Hamori is going to tell me Oifris? Maybe Chamoy is telling me Chamoy. You're chayv for Chamoy.
Maybe because he was trying to teach animals that could have said chayot. He was trying to teach domestic animals. There's a word for that as well. So the fact that it says those two means that it's beyond those two definitions.
Actually, sure, I said what the Gemara means here. You're not far off it, but it does say what Shura said. Shoy means animals. It's an ox and anything similar to an ox. Similar to an ox means anything which is metame benedi. That's similar to an ox. So now, why say chamoy? I don't need chamoy for chamoy, because I know it's already from shoy. So chamoy is going to be something else. So what's chamoy coming to include? Since the Gemara is going to include Oifus. Why? Why maybe it's going to include Odom? Maybe it's going to include Kalim? Why is Chamoy going to include Oifus? Because the rule is it's going to include something as similar, as close in similarity to what it is. Chamoy is obviously not a bird. Yes, we can obviously get one. Chamoy is not a bird, but it is a living creature, right? It is an animal, it's not a human being, it's not a kli. It is an animal. And therefore, since it's an animal, it's closer to Chamoy, and that's what we'll learn from Chamoy. Chamoy is going to include Oifus.
Why don't you say Chamoy? Shore or out?
Huh?
So could you say shore or out? You didn't have to say shore or more.
Ah, okay. That's not interesting.
Yeah, it's kind
of. Yeah. What was the baseline for the show being all animals? Why is the show just kosher animals?
Kosher, no,
kosher animals that work. Or animals that are annoyed from the state.
Religious reason. I think I was going to talk back. Yeah, very soon. It's a very important principle to know. Not every difference is a reason to be different, right? For instance, you can't say, well, shvarim are normally brown, and therefore only brown animals are going to be chayav. Has to be something which is a reason to exclude them from both. Now, the fact that animals kosher or not kosher is not a reason to exclude it from both. Because, so what? You were pishaya, you left your body there, and the animal could fall in. So the very fact that something can eat or can't eat is not a reason. That's not enough of a chiyuv. We need to have things where we see the Torah treats it with greater severity. And that's what we're going to see. You see the Torah treats it in the time of a muscle. Torah treats it with greater severity. Okay, then you're going to be a chiyuv in both. And you know, if it doesn't have that severity, maybe it's not going to be a time of a book.
Why should that be a factor?
Because it shows it's more what do you mean? Why should that be? Why should this religious law play a role in whether he is liable or not liable for it? Yeah? So the way I understand it, could be other people say otherwise, the way I understand it is that the fact that it's the tongue of a mic of a muscle is an indication that it's got more life to it. It's a closer to the animals on the time of a maga of a muscle, meaning they are the carcass, they are the opposite of a real live thing, there's much more to them. A person dies, he's got a bit of a tumor. Why? Why? Let's work out. A person dies, a bit of a tumor. An animal dies, is an ava tumor, the time of a maga of a muscle. A bird that dies, doesn't have a muscle, only if you swallow it, it's a dim. Why should that be? Why is the reason? Now, tell something else. When you shech an animal, you need to shech into the slaughter to simoni. It's a windpipe and it's a esophagus. When you shech a chicken, a bird doesn't need to have two simoni. One simon's enough. So, why should that be? Are there any connections between all these halachos? So, the general rule is that the more life there is in a person, the more tumor is when the thing goes. So when you have a person that's the main kerech of life, that's the person. So when he's nifter, so he's aviyah it's a tumor. So there's a massive void. There is a tremendous kedusha due to him being alive. And when he dies, tumor fills up the air base of the kedusha. And Balei Chaim, they have life. So much so you have to shift it with two simon and they're made from the off of the earth of the ground. So they have proper life. So they have, you have to shift them with two simon and we find they have Dumas, Maga, and Masa. And birds, which are made from the Rakak, the Gemara Kulin says, made from water basically, a mixture of water and earth. So they don't have much life. So you can shift it just with one simon. And the tumor of it is also much less. So
fish don't eat
so many. And fish don't any tumor is only just from water. So Mela, that's why I think that's a shatter. We say it's the tumor magramasa, meaning you see it's got a din of a bal chai. It's got a din of something which is, and the Torah spoke about shoy and chamoy, the Torah wanted to speak about something that has life, a bal chai. An oif, which isn't a bal chai, haraya. If it dies, it's if you check, you just need to do a harvest thing. It doesn't have so much to, right? So maybe
so I'm not creating a doctor for a person.
Whereas with Abu Yah was a Juma. So clearly that's not
special possible.
That's not relevant.
That's special possible, that, okay? You're right. Because it wouldn't be in Tomei, wouldn't be included. What about special possible to say that? Why is it so? I'm to exclude the other. Quite right. Right? A person should be carried for. So if you killed it, I mean, it's the other, it should be carried for.
It's a pendulum. Yeah. It's a pendulum effect. The higher you go in Kedusha, the further you can go in.
And so, did you? And the reason is because when you have life, life is not Kedusha. That's life. You lose that life until it comes in place. That's how it works. That's how it works.
It's equal numbers of persons.
Whatever. Right, okay, everybody come up with their own theory on that. Right, so what are we talking about? So back to learning the Mara. So the Mara is saying maybe it's going to exclude Oifris. And the Mara said, no, it's not going to exclude Oifris. Why? Because I have Hamari. And I don't need Hamari. What's Hamari coming to include? Hamari is coming to include something. It's going to include something most similar to it. Now, obviously, it doesn't need to include itself, because that's already included in Shori, and therefore it's going to include the next thing in the line is, next thing in the pecking line is Oifris. That's what's the matter?
To say Omni Chamor.
Yeah, what means Omni Chamor?
It's not a shawl. Say Omni Chamor.
And you will know it.
No, but I'm saying once I have a shawl, why should I not think it's only kosher animal?
Why should the kosher or non kosher animal be included?
It's a higher elevated status.
Not a God, maybe.
Do I just say?
No, I'm saying the
God is kosher for us to eat.
Never was.
So many reasons are limited. The shoal is some type of an animal.
You have to give me a reason. Not a reason that's just a slight difference. That's my reason.
That makes sense. That one works a lot with. So if we're talking about a financial loss, what you're doing, that's the whole
point. Right, you're right. With long fish animals as well. That's nice. Right? All right, so there we are. So that's all the Gemara is saying. And hey, where are we up to again? The Gemara? In King, if you're a Hon, a Chab, the first word in the language of Hon, the Dosh does say one prat, and we know the other prat. So I've spoken out the Gemara till Chai Nechtu. We have Rashi now. Rashi, the Bamasel. Midi Akrine Lori. No, that one we did yesterday. MK. The first word on the line, first words on the line is MK. Rosh David's other part. MK, if you're right, the Lori Edo Mari the Domino and the Proton. It's currently coming to include. That was similar to the Prat Mishne Stodim. Shne Stodim means in both ways, in two ways, it's similar to it. That means it has to be. First of all, a Bali Chai, and it also has to be Mitami Vimag of a muscle. You can have it simply in both ways.
Sorry, Rob. Where are you? Sorry, Rob.
MK, Rashi, MK.
Oh, MK and Rashi, okay.
Aleph Kaf.
Thanks.
How was that? It's the fourth narrow line.
Fourth narrow line.
Got it, thank you.
Seventh from the top. Okay, eight from top, sorry. So if that's what you want to tell me, that the show, when we want to learn out from the show, has to be similar to show in two ways. One, it has to be a Baal Chai, and this has to be, two, it has to be the Tama B'Mag B'Maso, Lichter Rachman Achat Prat. Just write one of them. Or you show you, just write, I just show you Chamon. With Oshinon, and we would learn, we would derive from that word, Kok and Akrat. Anything which is similar to that, sorry, which is in two ways. Include Kamar, include anything which is Kamatam, the Mag of Anasa. For me, the cause of Ido, since it says the other one, what's the other one? Sorry, and Kamar, in Eino, Inyan. This is a new principle which you probably had before in Chas. This is a principle which means that I've got both a Chamor. Now, Chamor I don't need for itself. Because I know Chamor from Shor. So, why does it say Chamor? It's come to tell me something else similar to Chamor. If If it's not, but I don't need it to tell me something where the debate that's conscious is metame, the whole osi the chlono, we already know it from the show, and they are in the orifolis. If it's come to tell me orifolis, the domo the proto, it's similar to the brat, the chav sat. It's similar somewhat. On one side, it's similar to the brat of chamor. Orifolis are similar to chamor. How? They're both anachim, they're both living creatures. It's true that they're not similar completely because oifos are not metame in b'maga or b'masa. But it is similar in one way at least. In one manifestation of its similarity is that it's metame b'maga, that it is the balfa. That's where it's similar.
Maybe fish.
The eke and mifra, fish can fall into a pit.
It could.
On the back of the camel.
Yeah.
The eke and mifra, and we could ask. And then we can say, Hashtag, the Travai Chiki, make a mifre, and answer Hashtag question. But adopt, if you have a Gemara that you own, have a full stop or period before the word Vikra, because it's a new question. Vikra mifre, you don't feel embarrassed to write it to your Gemara, it's a perfectly acceptable thing to do. Make a mifre, then now we've got questions. Says Rashi, I have a question. Hashtag the Travai Chiki, if we need, Shoy and Chamoy. Shoy tells me what? Barihan. Chamoy tells me Oifus. Right? How should the divide see? Mehir Mamayin Odom. Hadin and not Odom. Maybe Shoy tells me Barihan, and the person's also Balchai. And a Chamoy tells me Oifus. So maybe the Hadin and not Odom. So Rashi is a good question, and we're not anyway going to go off on this whole idea soon anyway. Says Rashi Elamahach Milson the Ifris Machi. First we ask about Ifris. We carry on about it. And the Mafik then you could it until we go out from this whole reason. Says Rashi Bemet, if we're running out from Shoy to tell me Bali Chai and Kamori to tell me Ifris, then we've got no exclusion to say not people. Because Shoy tells me Bari Chai, but Olam is also Bal Chai, and Olam is also the Talmud of Magi Ramazal, and Chamoy will tell me Oifis. So how do you know that Shoy, how do you know Shoy is possible? We don't know.
But Olam is possible. So maybe you know from them, maybe you know from ACLO.
Olam is what the Gemara is going to say soon. Right. At the moment now, the Gemara starts saying, oh, Shoy, at this moment here, they met me another question, which, how do you know the Rei Odom? The Gemara is going to come to it too. The Gemara is going to anyway revoke this whole way of learning, and therefore we could have asked that, not. So now back to the Gemara. The Gemara's first word in the line is Rachmono. So what? You know these type of Gemara's, it's all Drosha's, you have to keep your mind in the flow of the Gemara. Eventually, it's good after doing the whole Gemara, it's good to go over the Gemara, during one flow of it. The flow of the Gemara was, that's why I'm going to go over a few times, the flow of the Gemara was that, how do I know your Chai for all types of Bali Chaim? Because it says Shoy, and that tells me all Bali Chaim at the time of Michael the Master. And tells me Chamoy, tell me,
even birds.
So the Gemara, have you know that? Maybe birds are excluded. And you need Shoy and Chamoy, because Shoy and Chamoy still have a certain, each one is a certain uniqueness, which Oifis don't have. So maybe we wouldn't be able to learn. Let's see the Gemara is going to speak out. First one on the line is one. Time mystery. Which word would we say is extra? Which word do we need and which word is extra? In course of show, and the only written show, and Chamor would have been extra to tell me Oifris. And the only written show, Habamine, I would have thought, Kori, the government is there in, only a type of animal which you could even offer up on the Mizbeah, such an animal would be damaged that you have to pay. Because this type of animal has got certain uniqueness for it, it could even be offered up on the Mizbeah. Habamine, Kori, the government is there in, Shein, the Kori, the government is there, Loi, a type of animal that you can't offer up on the Mizbeah, then maybe you wouldn't be carried for. Now here's the back and Aleph. You see the Aleph? Aleph goes to the back and he says there you meant to add in three rows. So that's why the Torah wrote Chamor. The Torah wrote Chamor because if it wouldn't have written the Chamor, you wouldn't know you'd be chayim for Chamor. It's true, a Chamor's carcass is metame of a mag of a muscle. But Chamor you can't offer up on the Mizbeah. So it doesn't have that uniqueness. So maybe you wouldn't be chayim for it. Like half of its use is gone. You can't offer up on the Mizbeah.
To make it Rov, better. Rov. Are there any clues that the Gemara gives us why we are going to the Mizbeach as a to try and find klalim for how to differentiate these two words? I'm saying, does the Gemara give us any clues why it automatically goes to the Mizbeach or Tumah to try and see how to differentiate these two concepts?
Tell me if I understood you right. You're asking why should it be that because it could be offered up on the Mizbeah, that's the reason why you're chayav to pay if it falls in your place.
Yes.
But I understand the reason is because something which has a use, so much so that can even be offered up for the Mizbeah, maybe the Torah treats with greater severity than something that's pretty useless, and all you can do is work with it. Right, Chamor, what are you going to do with work with it? Okay, it's a very mundane thing. So maybe the Torah wouldn't treat them as such a great liability. Something which you could even offer up on the Mizbeah, then the Torah treats with greater. You should have looked after the animal better. That's what I'm suggesting. That's what I understand. So the Gemara is saying, maybe, so having said only something which has got a holiness to it, an ability to be offered up as a sacrifice, as a korban, only that thing you're going to be chayav for if it falls in your pit. And so that's why it says chamor. So I need show it, I need chamor. One second, maybe it's just good enough to have chamor. So that's why chamor. Why do we need to see show? Say chamor. Chamor is coming to tell me things which can't help up on the Mizbeah. It's a very good time. So say chamor. Why do I need to have show? But certainly, in Red Yechayat, the things which can't offer up the Mizbeah, so certainly in Yechayat, the things that you can offer up the Mizbeah, it's a kosher gift. In Red Yechayat, the Torah says you're going to be liable for damaging something which is so mundane. All it can do is work. Certainly, you're going to be liable for an animal that can work, it also can be offered up the Mizbeah. So, how do you know that you're going to be? So why does it show? We're learning all that from Chamor, that's the Klal. Klal and Pratim. Klal.
It's a non-kosher animal.
Huh?
It's a non-kosher animal. It's the only non-kosher.
Why?
Only animals that are used for heart and labor.
Maybe only animals that are given with chest. Only animals that are given with chest. Okay, sure. That's for some reason. You need to have a machane. So if it's an animal which you even up on the and say, okay, it's not such a great use, that's how you're going to be liable.
We use it for business.
Okay.
It serves man.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to sheep or other animals.
Sheep also used for business.
Remember,
wool and lamb and meat and the use also used it for business. Why did Terry say show? Says the Gemara, meat comes out of one, it's a gross question. Because of the Chamoy, how the Torah is there, the Chamoy, I would have thought, hey, I'll just have them. I would have thought, Kodesh Bibchari in that is on which God's holiness of Bibchari. Say, Kodesh Bibchari, that's something which is not Kodesh Bibchari. You know, Chamoy, the first one who gives birth, then a pet of Chamoy, you have to be played with it. Kodushan, right? So I might have thought, only things which have Kodushan. Again, you see, it's got a certain element of greater usage. It's got Kodushan, you can jump you. It's the child needs to have a pigeon. I'm ashamed, God's Rebbe Chaya, if somebody doesn't have that, no, maybe it wouldn't be Chay. Oh, my girl. So what's the pasuk say? One second. So again, there's a bachi that told us, because the answer to the words, because we have one show. So therefore, the Torah writes show. So you wonder why it says show and come out. Had it just said show, I wouldn't have known animals that you can't fuck with them as bear. So I need to come out. Had it just said come out, I would have thought of the animals that have a certain level of douche of the choir. So it says, so there is a show. So there is a show. There's a shua. Show also has kedusha. So what the hell to say? Show. Show also has kedusha b'chori. Every show that gives birth, if it's the firstborn on the day, if it's got b'chori, you can offer up on the mizbeach. So what's it going to mean? What's it going to mean? Had the Torah just written the chamori, you wouldn't have known animals that don't have kedusha b'chori. For instance, a camel, a dog, right? They don't have kedusha b'chori. So you wouldn't have known that. So the pasuk comes on and tells me, show to tell me camels and dogs. How does the Torah get me to camels and dogs on the show? The show also has kedusha. Very good. This is the same principle again. I don't need it for sure. Sure, I know anything from Chamor. If I don't need it for sure, it's going to tell me something similar to it. Now, what's similar to sure? Camels or birds? Which one's more similar?
Camels.
Why are camels more similar to a sure than a bird? Why is a dog more similar to a sure? Don't say because one's got four legs and one's got two. Because very good. A camel or a dog is metama mefago uba maso, right? And it's also a balchai, so it's similar to the show in two ways. And oif is not metama mefago uba maso, and it's only similar to the show in one way. So therefore, we learn out camels and dogs from show. And the point of the Gemara is, we've got no mekri to say oif. We have no Chris Eichfuss. So how do you know Eichfuss? I mean, you can't hear by voice. Let's do the Shakhtar about that. You want to start off saying, how do you know Eichfuss is going to be Chayiv by voice? So you want to know. Because it says Shoy v'chamoy. I don't need both. It says Shoy, I already know Chamoy. Why does it say Chamoy? How do you include Eichfuss? So you want, no. You need Shoy and Chamoy. Because Shoy tells me maybe anything that you offer up is better, so you need Chamoy. And Chamoy tells me anything to Dusha. So once you got Chamoy, anything to Dusha. So what's Shoy telling me? How's Shoy going to tell me anything to the out? Kedusha is Bechoy. But you don't know anything about Oifos. How do you know Oifos? That's the Gemara's question. Pay the Gemara inside. Ikas or Heinech, Ikas or Shoy. Have I mean a car in the government's bath in? Say in a car in the government's bath, look. I would have thought only thing that you offer up on his bath, the thing that you don't offer on the bath, not. Because I'm going to come on in. And the turn said, come on in. Have I mean, I might have thought. Kodesh bim choyer in, and if you have to show, bim choyer in is. Shane Kodesh bim choyer, right? So the turn said, sure. So how do you know it for is Ella or my crop? So the Torah, Ella or my crop, the Gemara, the new Makari.
And this is Ella rejecting the entire cloud, proper cloud?
Everything.
But can't we, originally when we wanted the cloud part of the cloud, we just suggested, first suggestion just at the time. Right, when we first learned that, they said perhaps it also, it's a more restrictive. So why can't we go back to the original understanding of the cloud part of the cloud?
That's the problem. If you haven't done a part of the cloud, you have to do things which are similar to the front. To the front. I mean, you wouldn't know better.
Can't just, the original understanding was just all by the time. Then perhaps it means more, even more restrictive.
So it's not just perhaps. It's you have to do.
You have to.
Every product color from the cloud, you have to. You've got no right to learn more than the basic similarity. You've got no right to add more to that. Therefore, if we know you're archive for Ophis, because the mission never says a word you're called for Ophis, this can't be the Makari.
So what is more for us? It seems to suggest the cloud part of cloud is just Balakai, or Balakai. Why doesn't it start with that?
But the Gemara did. The Gemara said, one second, you can break down the Gemara even more.
So, nevertheless, we have the structure in the Pesukim of Baal Prat. So we just recognize that but ignore it. There's no leaving from it. There could be a cloud part.
There could be some other drushes we learn from it.
As of right now, there's no leaving from it.
Right.
We have the structure.
Yeah.
A logic structure. And we seem to be ignoring it.
Right. It could be there be some other drushes we learn from it, but not this.
Right. Why are we starting with the presumption that where do we know that Rafaya or Rabba in the first place?
Mishnah doesn't say a pot for
Ophis. Doesn't say a pot for lizards. That's either high or what about lizards?
Very good. It should be high for lizards.
Why? We're sorry. Also lizards. So what is how lizards today? Because lizards are even less than Ophos.
Why?
Shefty, you don't shefty, who's to them?
Don't eat them, sure.
Okay, well, you also don't eat donkeys or.
Okay, I'm saying it
is. And some of
us. It's also have a tumor. It's also have a tumor service.
You don't shef us there.
Okay, please, what's your point?
I was just wondering where we get the presumption, where we have the starting point that all of us are tired.
How do you present them to? The only two is a piece of you. Hopefully, I'll just back. Okay, same. And then you're right. We retract them from this. We actually said we have a better question. What about Olam? How do you know Olam's spot?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's a better question. The Rashi says, okay, hold your horses. We're going to come back soon. We're going to retract them. We're going to come something else.
Horses, you also play.
In the very beginning,
from everything we said till now, it's not based on the cloud but the cloud. You want to know how we know that Ophis is going to be chayiv. Elam of Krona makes Yeloi anything which dies, person is going to be chayiv for. So Jameis Yeloi, anything that dies, it's going to be you're going to be chayiv for. And then we're going to have a positive show to exclude. It's going to exclude people, right? But they met, the apostle said, Amesi Eloi, come to tell me that all creatures, any creature, you're going to be dying for in this case. Amesi Eloi.
I thought we were using it to include anything that dies. What we used it to exclude? Anything that you can't use the carcass because it's touching.
Ron's going to ask you very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Devon is going to say we need this positive for something else, right? So says Rashi, She'en Kodesh with Chayre Eloi. This Rashi is going on the fact that we said that they only had Chamori, I would only know things which are similar to Chamori that have some conditions before. For instance, the things which don't have conditions before not. Keep going. What animals do not have Gushim Bechari? They go in Susim, Gemari, horses and donkeys. That's not one of show. That's why the Turkish camel, horses are camels. Thank you. Because I want to show. That's why the Turkish said show. We didn't need the word show. Because you could have run down from Chamoy. So show is coming in a buoy to include a few susim, ugmari, even horses and camels. Hoyle with domo lopato, since they are similar to the prat. The prat of the chamoy is shnei solid in two ways. Aleph is bale chayim, and beis nivrosam metam. Our oikos, but bird, the roi domi al mechatzal, but birds are only similar to on one side, meaning they're only bale chayim, they're not metam. No, you wouldn't know that birds are included in bale. Elo loitim al chozor al kolal. So therefore says Rashi, Elo loitim, and don't say chozor al kolal, that the Joshua we went back to include everything, the midrashe b'chlal prat b'chlal, to make a Joshua b'chlal prat b'chlal, and the aimer, say something else. Oh my God, my mace loy, anything which makes misa, you're going to be high for, therefore includes donkeys and shvarim and birds, and from sure sake, that also lizards. Anything which dies is included in DNA. So what do we do? Why do we need to show them? Anything which dies. So show is also included. Why is it show? Why is it come away? They are not come away, but okay, this was this Gemara so far. We've got more to go still. We're going to stop here. I just want to say something on the fashion, something small. I just forget to bring a punish at this one. Okay, but make sure you go over the Gemara, flow along. There's interesting things in this week's parasha, lots of interesting things in this week's parasha. But number one is we find Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Asei lecho shtei chatzitzus. Make for yourself two chatzitzus." Says Rashi, "Is asei lecho for you and everybody else can use them." Meaning that when Shua came along, he didn't use chatzitzus to call the people together, he used shofars. These chatzitzus, this idea of chatzitzus, which was to call the people together to tell them halachas, or to call the people together to tell them to go from place to place, was only with chatzitzus, was only for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is why, what exactly is this lesson, message teaching us? You should know that Moshe Rabbeinu and his way of calling us together to teach us Torah or to call us together to tell us to go from place to place. Sure, I had a different way. So my uncle, Chaim Kaufman, of Shiva Tanagit, said, he said that this is a very important lesson for how the harvest of those. You see that one generation had a certain way of teaching people. You move on to the next generation, you have to move on. You have to deal with the next generation. In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he would teach people, he taught them on the chatzitzus. When Shua came along, he made the shofars. Not because anything might be fundamentally different, I don't know, between the two of them, as a sign to the leaders of the Dori that every situation has to be treated differently. Right? This and our Dori, we have our Zoom. But in those days, they had the chatzitzus. Every situation needs the rabbis of the Dori, the leaders of the Dori, need to teach that dory in the manner that's fit for that dory. And the same used to be very mindful about it. You know, they used to always teach in Yiddish. When I was a kid, we learned in Yiddish. The stipler, and he stopped the whole thing. You know, it's a sort of commander, don't teach in Yiddish. You know, what sort of Yiddish do? But commander, why? He felt Yiddish was in that dory, that's how they had to learn. And now there's a new dory, you have to do it, they have to teach it differently, even regarding teaching dory. Which is basically the story of the chatzitzus. But he added, my uncle added, that that's from the Dori, how they have to be by the leaders. He says, also regarding every person has to realize every situation he finds himself in is his individual tailored situation. Somebody came once to the Rosh Tzemagit and he complained, he says, I can't concentrate on davening. I'm so upset, I'm not davening properly. can't concentrate in davening because I've got all these different aches and pains. So Rav Shlomo Maimon said, the reason why you're upset is if you think you should be davening nice and comfortably, and Meila, you're upset if you would be comfortable, you'd be able to daven better. It's not true. The Rebbe put the person in this situation, this is his situation. This is the avodah Hashem wants for you. Maimon said a very interesting mashal. I don't know, it. He said earlier to somebody, whatever. The mashal was like this. The person was at home when you give a morning, his family left to go to shul, and he was in the bathroom, and the door handle broke. He was stuck inside. Nobody's coming home until after Yom Kippur. He's going to be stuck in his toilet and his bathroom. All of Yom Kippur, you can't even think of Dvonish of Dusha during this time. In the bathroom, I have to think of Dvonish of Dusha. This guy must be so distraught. How else is going to be happening to Yom Kippur? It's Yom Kippur, he's going to be in such a situation. But if a person would realize that he's in this situation, well, Hashem wants him to be in this situation, so this is the situation I want him to be. So what's he upset that you would have wanted to be in Shul to daven there? You would have wanted to be there, very nice, but the Rebbe Shem wanted me to be here, and you're avoid this Yom and Yom Kippur today. He said, I'm avoid Yom Kippur. He said this week's passion, the end, towards the end, he says, but here on, he was saying, Rav Ozni Hashem. The people were grumbling. Why were they grumbling? He says, Rashi, because they went for 3 days without rest. And they're grumbling. Hashem couldn't have. I'm going without rest. And Hashem said he was upset because Rashi says Hashem wanted them to come into Israel straight away. So that's why he was rushing them. And they're upset because Hashem's rushing. So Hashem speaks out that Hashem can't make them go in 3 days comfortably after rush them. But the thing is, in order to get to Israel, Israel needs to be served. Israel needs to have Israel in order to get it. So that's why they have to be in the middle of 40 years. In order to get these Yisurim, in order to come into Israel, pure. But there's another way. Hashem could give them the Yisurim in a very fast rush, 3 days of rushing. They get the Yisurim, they get into Israel. But they're looking at it and they're saying, oh, look what Hashem is doing to us. We're in such a situation. We have to rush, rush, rush. And they're not saying, well, this is the situation Hashem wants them to be. Everything a person does is Tzibosa. Hashem wants you to be in the situation. Hashem wants you to deal with a certain Yisroel in order to get a certain Schar at the end. So the Hashem wanted them to go in a difficult situation for 3 days in order to cope with this Yisroel and be certain to come into Yisroel in 3 days. But they didn't look at it that way. So Ma'am was saying, every person, every Dori leader, every leader of the Dori has to treat their Dori in a manner for that Matim, for that Dori. And every person has to look at himself and treat himself in the situation that he finds himself on that day. Every person on that day, just like a person's faces are different. Why does Hashem make everyone's faces different? Why don't we all have the same face? Everybody's got different challenges. So the person says, no, why aren't I like him? He doesn't have that challenge. 1 second, your face doesn't look like him either. Every person has tailor-made his face and his challenges. That's how Hashem made it. Therefore, the message of Pash Balik, but one of them anyway, Pash Balik says, doesn't have to be happy the way he is, realize the situation he's in is the challenge Hashem gave him, and be able to cope that way, Just add one Lakuda, I got a Shemitah. He says, people find it very hard to keep Shemitah, but it's a tremendous challenge. Nobody, I'm not a farmer, I envy those that are able to withstand the challenge. But people often say that maybe Shemitah was possible to keep those generations. But nowadays it's different. Nowadays you can't. But it says in the Torah, Hashem looked at the world, looked at the Torah, and created the world. Meaning, any situation there is in the world now is all due to the Torah. So Hashem said there's a mitzvah Shemitah. It's a mitzvah Shemitah in 2022 as well, because the world was created based on this mitzvah. So therefore, of course, it's a challenge, and the men we take our hats off to those that are able to keep it. But it's just a mashal for all of us who aren't farmers. Every challenge or any difficulty a person has, you have to realize this is the situation Hashem put us here. Hashem put us here that we can manage it, we can go with it, and be able to Hashem with that way. Not always saying, oh, we should be a different nation, or we should be something else. No, this is how Hashem wants us And that's how we have to live our life. But a very, very good Shabbos to you all.
God to see.